This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Jeremy Miller, and this is Scrap Guy Solutions. I hope you're having an absolutely amazing day. I'm feeling good. I had a bit of a cold followed by a few weeks of this scratchy voice. I had like this frog in the throat type feeling, and it really messed up my voice for the first, I don't know, three or four episodes of Scrap Guy Solutions. My voice is finally back to normal. I've been working out, making progress on legislative initiatives in the Senate, and spending a lot of time with the family, buying and selling scrap. Things are going absolutely incredible, feeling pretty darn good. And then it's also March Madness time. I absolutely love college basketball, and March Madness is one of my favorite times of the year. The NCAA tournament hasn't even started yet, but there's been a ton of excitement in some of these conference tournament games, including the Big Ten Women's Tournament Championship. Did you see that Iowa-Nebraska game? Holy smokes, what a game, what a battle. And how about Caitlin Clark? She is incredible, super fun to watch. I absolutely love her passion and her dedication and her grit. Caitlin Clark is definitely making things happen on and off the basketball court. Well, Scrap Guy Solutions is all about helping you make things happen. And in episode number four, we talked about a key ingredient in making things happen is believing in yourself. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the next step in the process, the next ingredient in making things happen, and that is setting goals. Once you believe in yourself, just about anything is possible. The next step is figure out what you want and then set a goal to get it done. And that is what this episode is all about. Any reasonable goal can be accomplished if you put in the time, if you put in the effort, and you put in the work to get it done. But let me be clear, because it's not going to just get done on its own. Setting a goal isn't enough. You have to earn it. I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it. There aren't too many trips down Easy Street. So if you want something, you have to work for it and figure out a way to make it happen. Because if you don't, someone else will. Someone else will take it right away from you if you don't put in the time, the effort, and the work to get it done. Hard work pays off. Determination helps you stay focused, and dedication leads to more success. If setting goals is new for you, no problem. Start small. Figure out what you want, set a goal, visualize a plan to accomplish that goal, and then tell yourself, today is my day. Then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. And it's time to scrap the I don't have time or I'm too busy excuses. Nonsense. Simply put, you have to make time for yourself. And trust me, I'm a pretty busy guy who gets pulled in multiple different directions every single day, and I know it can be done. Wake up earlier, use a break, watch less TV, or spend less time on social media, something we could all benefit from. We both know you can find the time. On this episode of Scrap Guy Solutions, I'm going to share some simple tips and ideas on how you can accomplish some of the more common goals that many people have, including exercising more, eating healthier, and even getting a raise or a promotion at work. Let's start with exercising more. If you want to feel better, both physically and mentally, exercise is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Whether it's lifting weights, cardio, playing basketball or pickleball, or simply going for a walk, one of the best things you can do for yourself is exercising. It'll help you feel better both physically and mentally. One of my favorite things to do to clear my mind and to rejuvenate my body is going for a run. And if I'm having a stressful day and I might only have a small window of time, I try to get outside for a quick walk because this helps reduce stress and it helps refresh the mind and body. If you want to exercise more, try planning out your entire week in advance. Sit down on a Sunday afternoon and plan what you're going to do for each day of the upcoming week and write it down on your calendar or plug it into your cell phone calendar, including the workout and the time of the day you plan to do that workout. Are you going to work out in the morning before work, during your lunch break, in the evening, or maybe later at night when the kids go to bed? Figure out what works best for your schedule each day, write it down, and then execute that plan. If it's been a while since you've last worked out, or maybe you consider yourself more of a beginner and this seems a little too overwhelming, no problem. An even simpler plan is pick your favorite exercise, like walking, jogging, biking, swimming, maybe it's walking up and down the stairs, or an elliptical, and start out by doing it for 10 minutes a day. Then the next week, shoot for 20 minutes a day. And then the following week, 30 minutes a day. While it's always difficult to start something new, once you do it for a week, it becomes easier and more routine. You will be amazed at how much you feel better, both physically and mentally, when you exercise more, especially if the weather allows you to get outside to get some of that fresh air. If this isn't something that you're already doing, I can say with almost 100% certainty that it will help you feel better and live healthier. For me, when it comes to my fitness, I try to do some sort of exercise every day. When the legislature's in session or when I'm on the road, I try to work out early in the morning. When I'm home at the scrapyard, I try to work out around lunchtime. On weekends, sometimes it's something more simple, like a longer walk with the dog, or maybe a hike, or maybe playing ball with the boys. Usually it's football, sometimes basketball, baseball, or even dodgeball. Another thing that works good for me, and I would highly recommend you giving a try, is signing up for a local 5K run-walk event about 2 or 3 months in advance, and then finding a training plan online. And it doesn't have to be a costly or complex plan. There are plenty of training plans that you could pay for, and there's some good coaching out there too, but I like to search for free training plans online. I find one that works pretty well for me, and then I tailor it to meet my needs and my schedule. There are plans for beginners, there are plans for experts, and everyone in between. If you have never participated in a local road race, or if it's been a few years, I would highly recommend looking for a 10-week couch to 5K training plan. I know several people who have done this 10-week couch to 5K training plan, and they have absolutely loved it. I find that signing up for a local road race or a triathlon a few months in advance not only helps keep me motivated to keep exercising and to keep training, but it tends to make it more enjoyable too. And sticking to a plan definitely keeps me focused and more disciplined. Janelle and I are currently doing an indoor Ironman triathlon challenge at the Winona Family YMCA. So during the month of March, we each need to swim a total of 2.4 miles, bike 112 miles, and run a marathon, or 26.2 miles. I've always wanted to compete in a full Ironman triathlon, but until I have the time and the capacity to train for one, I'll stick for the indoor Ironman triathlon. And now that spring is approaching, it's a great time to start looking for that event that you want to sign up for, and then get out there and start training for it. If you're doing pretty good in the exercise category, maybe eating healthier is something that you're interested in doing. If you would like to eat healthier, first, do some research on healthy meal and healthy snack options. If you're anything like me, you will be absolutely amazed at how many options there are out there. Next, start replacing unhealthy snacks with healthy snacks. For example, instead of eating chips or candy, cookies, or other sweets, try eating almonds, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, pistachios, or prunes. And fruits and vegetables are always a good option. For breakfast, instead of a Pop-Tart or sugary cereal, try eggs or oatmeal. Avocado toast is also another good option and one of my new favorites. For lunch, Instead of fast food or processed food, try some simple, healthy options like a turkey and cheese wrap, egg salad, or tuna salad sandwich, a salad in a bag from the grocery store, or even a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And some simple and healthy dinner options include grilled chicken, salmon, a taco salad, a turkey or elk burger, or steak. Crockpot meals are also a big hit at the Miller House. I shared some of my favorites, but really all you have to do is a search for healthy meal options or healthy snack ideas, and then pick and choose what looks good for you. I like the easy-to-make meal options, and the fewer the ingredients, the better. And once you start searching for it, once you start talking about it, heck, even once you start thinking about it, you'll probably have several options that'll show up in your social media feeds as well. I recommend doing the same thing for meal planning as I mentioned for exercising. Pick one day of the week and do meal planning for the entire week. Sundays usually work really good for our family, but just pick a day, plan out your meals and your snacks for the week, write them down, and then shop accordingly. And whatever you do, do not go to the grocery store hungry. I've learned that lesson a few too many times. I recently changed my diet to a healthier and a higher protein diet. I replaced snack foods like chips or crackers with high-protein Greek yogurt, an apple with peanut butter, banana, beef jerky, or almonds. I also like the little tuna pouches for a quick and healthy snack on the go. In addition, I replaced a morning muffin or breakfast sandwich from the convenience store, and it was always so easy to stop at the convenience store. But now, it's even easier to make two scrambled eggs with spinach and cheese at home before I leave in the morning. And when I'm at the Capitol, oatmeal is usually my preferred breakfast option. And when I'm on the road, I always, always try to stay at hotels that have free breakfast options so you can pick and choose. I also pack a lunch for work, which usually includes something simple like a turkey and cheese sandwich or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a fruit, some vegetables, and string cheese. For dinner, we used to eat out a lot, but now Janelle makes dinner at home during the week, and I like to grill on weekends when weather permits. And we still eat out, especially when we're on the go with kids' activities, but we generally try to find more healthier options. But like everyone else, sometimes that's easier said than done, especially when you're going from activity to activity and there's only a small window of time to eat. We all understand. When I changed my diet, another thing I found super helpful was tracking my meals. I used something called MyFitnessPal, which is an app on your cell phone or a website that you can log into. And of course, it's free. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have used it. I found the website to be easier to navigate, and I tracked each meal and each snack for a couple weeks. And while I thought I was eating pretty healthy, and I thought that I was getting the nutrition that I needed, and I thought that a protein shake was all I needed for a high-protein diet, after tracking my meals for just a couple days, I realized very quickly that I was eating too many unhealthy calories, too much sodium, and not nearly enough protein. Now, not only am I eating healthier and feeling better, but I'm saving money by preparing more meals at home. And by now, you know that I love to save money. If it's not exercising, and if it's not eating healthier, maybe you want a raise or a promotion at work. This is something I hear a lot about from a lot of different people. If you want a raise, if you want a promotion at work, if you want to get noticed and move up the leaderboard within your company, talk to your boss or your supervisor and let them know that you're seeking a raise or pursuing a promotion and ask their advice. As a result, there's no doubt that they will keep a closer eye on you, so it's your time to shine. In addition to any advice you may receive from your boss, do these three things to help you make it happen, to help you get that raise or that promotion. Number one, show up early. Number two, do more than what is expected, or always be willing to help where help is needed, even if it's not in your job description or if it's not your responsibility. And three, and perhaps most importantly, be positive. The only people who want to be around those who are negative and those who constantly complain are other people who are negative and other people who complain. You have to decide for yourself. Do you want to be a complainer or do you want to be a doer? Do you want to talk the talk or do you want to walk the walk by showing up and getting things done? Let your actions speak louder than any words you or anyone else can speak. I've seen it time and time again. Those who show up, those who get things done, those who have a positive attitude continue to move up in organizations. They find more success and they tend to be happier about life. While those who are negative and those who constantly complain tend to settle for less than what they are capable of doing. I encourage you to not settle for less than what you know you are capable of achieving. Don't let mediocre be good enough. Do what it takes to be the cream of the crop and rise to the top. I remember getting a job during my first year of college in Denver as a server at the Pepsi Center. I'm not sure what it's called now, but at the time, the Pepsi Center was the professional sports arena for the Denver Nuggets basketball team and the Colorado Avalanche hockey team. I got a job as a server. Actually, I think it was officially a food runner. The servers took orders from fans sitting in club-level seats at the basketball and hockey games. And then for the basketball games, we also served fans sitting courtside. So the servers would take the orders from the fans, and the runners would bring out the food and the drinks to the servers, who would then give the food and drinks to the fans. I don't remember my job interview, but I remember our first employee meeting like it was yesterday. Doing the quick math in my head, this must have been about 22 or 23 years ago. It's crazy how well I remember it. All of the employees were meeting with our boss to fill out paperwork and go over rules and expectations. Most of the workers were returning employees, and there were a few of us who were new. My excitement for the job quickly turned to fear when I overheard others complaining about our boss before he even came into the room. I remember hearing, "Bill is mean. Bill is disrespectful. Bill hates his job," and so on. Before Bill even stepped foot in the room, I had this preconceived opinion that Bill was a terrible person. Then Bill comes into the room and he starts talking about the employment paperwork that we need to fill out, including the all-important W-4 form. We were to fill out the forms in black ink using all capital letters. And whatever we did, don't screw up on the W-4 form because he didn't have any extra forms. My hands were literally shaking as I was filling out the forms because I didn't want to make any mistakes. And then I wrote down my dorm room address in Denver instead of my home address back here in Minnesota. I thought, uh-oh, Bill is not going to be happy. In fact, Bill was very upset. Bill was very, very upset, and that's saying it nicely. I'm thinking, what in the heck did I get myself into? Well, I made it out of that meeting alive, but at this point, I was having second and even third thoughts about the job. The other thing I remember from that meeting was one particular rule that Bill stressed over and over again, and that was, don't be late. So the next week, I arrived about 30 minutes early for my first shift as a food runner at a Nuggets basketball game. I was surprised and mostly terrified to see that I was the first worker to arrive, so it was just Bill and me. Most of the other workers arrived right before our shift, or sometimes even a little late, and that did not make Bill happy. He would always say, and usually yell, "Get here on time!" And some of the workers would always have some choice words to say back to Bill. Let's just say it probably wasn't the best situation. Since I would always arrive early and before the others, each game that went by, Bill and I would actually get to know each other a little better, and I realized that he wasn't this terrible person that I had perceived him to be during that first meeting. He was actually a pretty good guy when you peeled back the work layers. He was definitely very firm and a very straightforward guy, and there wasn't anything warm and fuzzy about Bill. But if you showed up for work on time and showed him some respect and some decency, you could earn his respect back. And before I knew it, I was getting assigned to the highly desired sections of the arena, including courtside for the Denver Nuggets basketball games, and it was awesome. While I had a job to do, and I was focused on doing that job, mostly because I didn't want Bill to yell at me, but having the opportunity to work courtside at the Denver Nuggets basketball games allowed me to see players like Shaq and Kobe, Tim Duncan, The Glove, Gary Payton, John Stockton and Karl Malone from the Utah Jazz, and one of my all-time favorites, Kevin Garnett. I got to see these guys up close and personal, and it was awesome. It was incredible, and I couldn't believe how big and fast these guys were. While some of my coworkers were negative and constantly complaining about Bill or complaining about not being assigned to certain sections of the arena, I was showing up early, doing my job, and always willing to help wherever help was needed. And I was respectful to Bill and my coworkers. And not only did I get assigned to the more desirable sections of the arena, but I earned multiple raises. I've seen it as an employee, and now I experience it as an employer. And trust me, work ethic and attitude make a huge difference. It's also a great life lesson to not judge a book by its cover, or don't prejudge someone based on what others might say. While exercising more, or eating healthier, or getting a raise or a promotion at work tend to be more common goals, you may have other goals, like to increase sales, start a side hustle, quit a bad habit, PR in your next race, or maybe you want to start a new hobby, achieve financial freedom, get more organized, travel more, or maybe even start a podcast. Heck, there are endless opportunities out there for all of us. The most important thing is to figure out what you want, set a goal, put a plan in place, and then execute the plan and go make it happen. And I know that you can do it. It's time to focus on you. It's time to believe in yourself. It's time to figure out what you want and go after it. It's your time. Make today your day. Get started, stick with it, and go make things happen. Thank you for listening to Scrap Guy Solutions. Please subscribe, follow, and give us a like. We would also truly appreciate a 5-star review. We have some really exciting episodes lined up, including some awesome interviews with everyday folks who are out there making things happen. So keep listening. Here I come, this is my time, I'm on the rise.